What's up, guys? Rizat Hashem, l'chaim l'chaim. In the merit of the Rebbe Rayatz, the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous, the sixth Rebbe, the Chabad dynasty, and Rebbe Shalom Sharabi, the Rashash, Gilgul of the Arizal, that brought us the whole entire Pshat of Sod, the way to pray, the breakdown, the majority of what we learned when we do Kavanot, it's all coming from the Rashash. And the Skut of Rabbi Arayatz, any of us who have an American connection, any arousal of spirituality in America, anything of any Kedusha that was ever in America was brought there by the Rabbi Arayatz, who was the first person to bring Chassidut to America and to start teaching it really, really powerfully. Obviously, his son-in-law took over after that and became the Lubavitcher Rebbe that we all know and nursed from. So the merit of these two tzaddikim, we're also in the time of the Parashat Bashalach, which all Bashalach is about prayer. Rabbi Nachman explains in Torah Tet, in the ninth teaching of Likutei Moran. So we're going to tonight finish Bezat Hashem, the chapter of Tefillah, of prayer, with some ideas that help us in prayer, some essential things that are that go one-on-one with Tefillah. And if we merit and we have time, then we can touch on Tu Bishvat, which Tu Bishvat is the Tikkun of Yesod, and these two rabbis tonight are both rooted in the Yesod and Chokhmah. So Bezat Hashem, if we get time, so
wait,
we're going to go in.
Rabbi
Rayatz and the Rashash right now.
Yeah,
there you go. Bezat Hashem. So Perek Gimel in Tefillah, 10th of Shvat, Yud Shvat. Also the day that the Lubavitcher Rebbe became Rebbe, a year after his father-in-law passed. To learn and to pray and to give tzedakah before the prayer. Reish kaf zayin. Tzirich la'asot achana le'tfila. We need to do a preparation for prayer. Hen al yedei tfila, also by way of praying. Shivakesh ma'ashem yidbarach shi'tzlicheu le'tpalel k'ruui. You have to pray to Hashem that you will be able to pray properly. Vehen al yedei limud haTorah, and also by way of learning Torah, limud kodem haTefila, to learn before you come to pray.
Learn what?
Learn Torah, to add more Torah, right? Because every lack in the world is from a lack of Torah, right? It's so the more Torah we're learning, then we're getting to the root. The Torah learning is the root of everything. So when we get to the root and we increase our Torah learning, then Bezat Hashem, our tefillah will be more powerful. There's two other things, asot kodem tefillah, to do before praying, to give tzedakah, v'kabalat mitzvat v'avtarecha kamocha, to take upon yourself the mitzvah and minag of the Arizal, that all of Am Yisrael took upon themselves, that you don't start praying before taking upon yourself consciously the mitzvah of loving every single Jew like you love yourself, and connecting yourself to all of Klal Yisrael. So these are a few things. You have to pray, that you're going to pray properly. You have to learn in order to add more to your prayer. And you have to give tzedakah. And you have to take upon yourself the mitzvah of v'avtarecha kamocha and connect yourself to all of Am Yisrael. Two, bet, ha'shpa'a shel ha'tefillah la'acharei, the influence of the prayer afterwards. Tzrich l'ilmod achar ha'tefillah. You have to learn after you pray. Im me'at ve'im arbe. Whether it's a little bit, whether it's a lot, you don't take your tefillah enough without learning something. Because when you start to pray, your heart is now aroused to love of Hashem. And when you merit the love of Hashem be'emet, with truth, you have to now pull down that love in action, and you have to deal with Torah. In a deeper sense, you have to take the light of tefillah. Right? You have to take the light of your prayer and the recognition of the unity of Hashem, which is the whole entire goal of prayer, like we learned before, right? And that you merited to achieve. And now to bring and to insert that light into vessels. And to illuminate by way of the power of that prayer your actions. And to elevate them. The first thing a Jew needs to do in order to do that is to deal with Torah, to get into learning Torah. שהשם יתברך רואה הכל, as much as a person understands that Hashem sees everything, ונמצא איתו בכל דבר, and he's with you in every single thing that you're going through, כך ממילא כל מעשה והנהלתו יהיו כראוי. Therefore, everything, the outcome of that is, if you know Hashem's looking at you and he's watching everything and he's with you at every given moment of life, then your actions are going to be proper and with that in mind. גודל הזהירות שלא לדבר בעת התפילה. The importance of not talking at all when you're in the synagogue to pray. כאשר נכנסים לבית הכנסת בעת התפילה, when you go into the בית הכנסת to pray, צריך זהירות גדולה מאוד מאוד. You have to be extremely, extremely careful שלא לדבר חס ושלום שום דיבור. To God forbid not say one word בעת התפילות הקדושות, at the time of the holy prayers. שחרית מנחה ומעריב. שחרית מנחה ומעריבית, you walk into the shul, you don't say a word. מתחילת התפילה ועד סוף התפילה אחר עלינו. From the beginning of the תפילה until after עלינו, not one word. ואם חייב לדבר, if you have to speak, אז יצא מבית המדרש וידבר, then get out of the room and go talk. ולא ידחה את השכינה הקדושה בידיים חס ושום. And God forbid to be the one that pushes the שכינה away with his hands. כי אם מדבר בשעת התפילה, הוא מורה בזה. A person who speaks during the time of prayer is showing שהוא אינו מאמין שהשם ידבח נמצא כאן ומקשיב לתפילות. He's declaring right now by the way of his actions that he's talking that he does not believe really that Hashem is present right here listening to the prayers. רחמנא ליצלן, God forbid. ואיך יכול יהודי לדבר בתפילה רחמנא ליצלן? How God forbid can a Jew, he's saying this, I'm not adding the God forbid, he's saying it over and over again. How God forbid can a Jew talk during a time of prayer? ופרט באמצע קדיש וחזרת השעץ בקריאת התורה, specifically in the middle of קדיש and the repetition of the שליח ציבור, the repetition of the עמידה and the reading of the Torah. הרי גדול אבונו מנסו, the sin is greater than you can carry. ופוגם חס ושלום בכבוד השכינה הקדושה, and you're putting a blemish, God forbid, to, so to say, in the honor of the שכינה. ומידה טובה מרובה, and it's a very, very good מידה, שמי שזוכה לשמור את פיו בעת התפילה, whoever merits to guard their mouth at the time of prayer, להתנהג במורה מקדש, and to act with the fear of the מקדש, זוכה להשגת אלוקות. You, that person that doesn't talk, that actually believes that Hashem's in the room right now, listening to all the prayers, and I can't interrupt that שכינה, he merits to get more godly comprehension. He merits to get to higher levels of connection to Hashem. ולתקן התפילות בשלמות, and to rectify his prayers properly, completely. ואזי זוכה גם לאכול בקדושה. And from that, you also merit to eat with holiness. והשכינה הקדושה עמו בכל מעשיו, because Hashem will, the שכינה will be with you in all of your actions. Shekhinah is dwelling there, and you respect that fact, then the Shekhinah will be attached to you whenever you're going to do grocery shopping or to eat a meal. Ma'alat ha-tefilah bebet knesset b'yitzubu. Fourth thing, צריך ללכת להתפלל בכל יום ג' תפילות בבית הכנסת. Every day a Jew needs to go and pray the three prayers inside the synagogue. ולא להיות שכן רע שאינו נכנס לבית הכנסת כי ידע בגמרא בברכות. And to not to be a bad neighbor that doesn't go into the synagogue like it's written in Gemara and Brachot. On the 8th page. כי על ידי הכניסה לבית כנסיות ובית המדרשות, by way of entering the synagogues and the בית מדרש, אדם מקבל כוח ועוז, a person receives power and might. כי כל עשרה מישראל הם כנגד יוד ספירות, every single one of the Jews, one of the 10 Jews in the minyan, they're in correspondence to one of the 10 ספירות. ועל ידי שאדם נכלל עם הציבור, by way of being included with the public, הוא מקבל התחזקות ותארה, you receive strengthening and purity. ומקבלים דין מדין, and you receive this one from that one, each one receives from the other, מכל המידות והספירות, you might be Bina, but your friend is Netzach, no, you're not Netzach, right? You showed up second, third Tishul, you're Bina, so he showed up later, you need him to complete you, and he needs you to complete him, so by way of coming to the Shul, now you have the full entire 10 ספירות, everyone receives from each other, and that's why it's so important, ולכן בית התפילה נקרא בית הכנסת, therefore, this is for לקוטי הלכות, that's why the synagogue is called right Beit HaTfilah, the house of prayer. Why is it not called a Beit HaTfilah in Hebrew? We don't say that. We say Beit HaKnesset. We say the house of gathering, of assembly. The house of assembly. Why? Ki sham mitkansim kol hanefashot mitkhaberim yachad. That's the place that all of the souls come to assemble and to unify together. Val ken ikar haTfilah hi dafka בבית הכנסת ובציבור. Therefore, the main way to pray is specifically in a synagogue with a minyan. Ki ikar aliyat hanefesh v'shlimuta, the main way to ascend the soul and to rectify and to complete it, u'kasher nichralim kol hanefashot v'nasim achad, is when all of the souls are unified together and they're made one. Ki az olin el hakedusha, because then, only then, you can ascend into the holiness, into sanctity. Ki hakedusha u'echad. Sanctity, kedusha is one. V'gam mi sherotze litpalel biyachid. Also, whoever wants to pray by themselves. Mipnei sherotze likanes l'shlemut ha'yichud v'habitul. Because they want to go into the full dveikut and yichud and bitul. Like, and that's very hard to do in a minyan, to keep up with 10 other guys. It's much easier to do when you're by yourself, right? Asher yoter kal la'asiga. It's easier to get it when you're by yourself. Asher adam beno levin atzmo. Beno mitarev im atzibur. You're not involved with the public. It's much easier to get to these levels. Lo ra'ui la'asot ken. It's not fitting to do this. Mishum she'tzarich litchaber im atzibur davka. Because you have to connect with the public specifically. V'adarava. Even more so, the opposite is true. Bezeshu b'mevatel et ratzono mipnei lachot haTorah. By way of you nullifying your will to get the higher levels of your prayer and praying yourself, you nullify what you want to do in order to keep the halachot of the Torah. Bezeh zocheh lebitul v'yichud b'yeteros. That is the ultimate way, the strongest way to get to yichud, to get to unification, and to get to bitul, and to get to nullifying myself of what I want to do. No, Chazal said, go pray with 10 men. So you nullify what you want to do, and you go to the place where the souls unify themselves, and you receive from everybody. Now you're getting ultimate level of unity and of bitul. Next step, lama lefamim mitpalel v'lo rei yeshua. Sometimes we pray, but we don't see salvations. Da, shekdei lasig et amitat ha'tfila, in order to receive the true point of tfila, the true point of prayer, of connection. Tzich metinut, you need patience. Da'inu. Shitpalel v'yachzor litpalel od ve'od. You have to pray and you have to go and return to pray again and again. Im hana'a mi'etzem avodat ha'tfila. With a pleasure, just at the fact that I have an ability to do tfila. U'mi'etzem itkashut la'Hashem itbarach. And just at the core of the fact that I'm connected to Hashem. Tzrich lo lechapes et ha'yeshua. We have to not look for the salvation. Mi'yad achre shitpalel, straight away after you pray. Ki lefamim lokeach shana. Sometimes it takes a year, 2 years, or 10 or 20 years, or yoter mizeh, even sometimes more than that. Ve'en lanu asaga klal, we have no comprehension of this at all. Kama zman lokeach, how much time it takes until the tefillah does the work that we sent it out to do. Ba'olam shelanu, here in our world. Ki hakol talui b'tikunim shonim. This is very important what he said, here in our world. The tefillah for sure has an effect up above. It takes time sometimes for it to be revealed down here. Tefillah is for sure heard, it's for sure accepted, it was for sure it did something. There's a period of time until it's revealed in this world. That, we have no comprehension of how long it's going to take down. Right? So we need to not look for the salvation right after we pray. Because everything is depending on multiple layers of tikkunim that are going in the world, rectifications going on in the world. We don't have to deal with this. This is not our goal. But even if you see that your requests are not coming to fruition, you have to enjoy just the fact that you can pray. Just the fact that you merit to feel emuna, to be connected to Hashem. This is the reason that a lot of people that come to the tefillah, and they don't manage to bring things out into fruition, they break down from it. It happens because they're only seeking some kind of physical or even spiritual outcome from what when they went to go pray. They don't understand. The main aspect of tefillah, the main reason we pray, is to get more mochin, to get more godly recognition, to connect to Hashem more and more and more. It's not about getting anything. It's about getting more Hashem in your life. So every time I go to pray, I need to be happy the fact that I just got to be able to stand in front of Hashem for an Amida, to say a few more words of Shevach to Hashem, more words of praise, more words of thanks. That is already, that's the goal. What's more than that? To get a $5 down here? Godel ma'alat v'koach amirat tefillim. The last thing for this part, and we're going to be done with the chapter in Tefillah that took us a few weeks. It's important to know the immense power of Tehillim. Yadua Mashamu Chazal, it's known what the rabbi said, that David HaMelech bikesh Mashem Yitbarach she'amirat Tehillim tehe chashuva be'enav Yitbarach kemo she'oskim benegaim ve'olot. David HaMelech asked from Hashem Yitbarach that the saying of Tehillim, by way of Am Yisrael saying Tehillim, it will be as important to Hashem, in Hashem's eyes, as when you deal with Nigaim and O'alot. When you deal with like spiritual blemishes and tents and like basically all the laws of Tuma and Tahara, which is the highest, deepest Torah that exists in Nigle, and the real Torah. Hardest and the deepest and the most goes on there, right? The most important learning that you can do in the Torah, this is very hard to get through. David HaMelech said, Hashem, please make it that when a Jew reads Tehillim, in your eyes it's going to be the same level as if he's learning Ta'awot. He's learning that. Umefarshim asfarim hakadoshim, the holy books explain. שכמו שלימוד ממשניות נגעים ואוהלות וכל סדר תארות הוא תיקון גדול על פגם היסוד. Just like the rabbis explained that all of the learning of Tahara and purity and all these things, it's a big rectification for blemishing of the Yesod, for messing with the Brit. ומתאר האדם מכל זוהמן, it purifies a person from all pollution of the snake. כמו כן אמירת תהילים, so to תהילים. כי תיקון גדול ונפלא על כל הפגמים הקשים. Tehillim is a huge rectification, wondrous for all of the blemishes that we could have done on the most hardest level, right? והנה למעשה, in practicality, לומר את ספר תהילים שלם, זה עבודה גדולה מאוד. To say the whole book of Tehillim is a big, it's not easy, it's hours of work, right? ולאו כל אדם זוכה לכך, not everybody's going to merit to finish all of Tehillim. אבל אומר כמה מזמורים תהילים, זה דבר ששווה לכל נפש. To say a few parak of תהילים every day, to say a few times here and there throughout your week, to sit and to say תהילים, a bit of them, not all of the book. To read 10, to read 5, every Jew can do that. Every Jew is for sure able to do that. ולכן אף שכמובן שמי שזוכה לומר את כל ספר תהילים. Therefore, even though whoever merits to say the whole entire book, it's one of the loftiest things possible. You sweeten upon yourself all of the judgments. With that said, even saying a little bit of Tehillim is a extremely powerful thing. All of the hardship that we feel when it comes to holy things, it's all rooted in mechamat shemechapsim shlemut b'chol avodah. It's because we're trying to be perfectionists. We're looking to be to do it the complete way. Aval ha'emeti, the truth is sheratzono shel Hashem yitbarachu, the will of Hashem is af kimat sheyicholim lo af shekimat af af be'me'at sheyicholim lomar. The truth is Hashem wants even the smallest amount that we can say. He wants it all, right? So. Is that Hashem? These are the things that can help, you know? It can help to increase our bitachon, to increase our tefillah, to rectify the Shekhinah, to know that we're elevating everything when we come to pray. We're connecting more and more to Hashem. We need to not talk in the synagogue. It's something that Rav Yitzhak, whoever prays in Zidichov, Rav Yitzhak literally blesses the most beautiful prayer for everybody that does not open their mouth from this time they step in there until the time they walk out. Rav Yitzchak blesses every single one, every Shabbat, for everybody who doesn't open their mouth. We have to be extremely careful. All of us, those of you married to pray in Zidichov, you get a bracha for doing it if you do it. One word already, you're not included in a bracha, because the bracha is literally a complete silence. Don't talk. So, in general, that's exactly what we learned here. When we step in there, you have to be at the level of Emunah that you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent right now the Shekhinah to be inside that synagogue to listen to the prayer of the Am Yisrael. Who are you right now to talk when she's trying to listen, when the Shekhinah is trying to interact with the souls of Am Yisrael? You have to be careful with these things. And we have to give tzedakah, and we have to learn a little bit before we pray. And we have to connect ourselves to all of the souls of Am Yisrael, because we're all connected and we're all unified, and only by way of the unity. Even though the truth is, and Shulchan Aruch even says that if you pray by yourself, you can get to higher levels. Even though that's the case, you have to nullify yourself to go pray with the cloud, with the tzibur, because that's the way that you can unify your soul to elevate higher and higher. So Bezat Hashem, may this all be the Yilui Nishmat, the two tzaddikim, and to help all of Am Yisrael and all of the tzaddikim that passed away last week in the Pigua. All the yeshuot for the people in the Chabura that need all the salvations that we need, each and every one of us. And for all of Am Yisrael, Mashiach Tzidkenu b'Mehra v'Yameinu, Amen.
Amen.